Lord, you are the air that we breathe. So this Lenten season so far, we've been exploring in worship this season of Lent as a time of transformation, not just of a time to prepare ourselves for the Easter celebrations, not just a time for us to give something up, but for us to become something new through the power of God's grace and God's love for us, to truly experience the transformation that God desires in our lives. We've examined Jesus' call to repentance, of turning away from something in our lives that is holding us back, but turning towards something new as well, a new understanding, a deeper relationship, something new in our lives, a new life. That's the power of repentance, not just turning away, but turning towards. Last week, we also explored how following God means that at times we're going to have to surrender to experience the transformation, to become what God wants us to become. We're going to have to surrender our will to follow God's will. We have to let go of ourselves and our needs and our wants to follow what God needs and wants from and with us. That's a challenging one. And today we hear in Jesus' words to the disciples, also on the night that he was going to be giving himself up for them, his words of his command to love as they have been loved. The words of the vine and the branches and bearing fruit. We hear a call to be people that are changed and transformed by God's love. Today we experience transformation through love. Now, what's really special about this particular power of transformation that God has for us is that so far we've really focused on the things that we have to do to participate in and to help God transform us into what God knows that we can be and what God desires us to be. We have to repent. We have to surrender. But today, in being transformed by love, we hear and reflect on what God is going to do. We hear this is not about us. This is not about the things that we do, but about what God is doing with us and what God desires for us. Because just like the paper towel, I don't know if you can see it, it's the color is coming up over the edge of the jar there a little bit. Just that being in the presence of God's love, it's going to change us and transform us. And so we need to explore God's love for us in a meaningful way and how it leads to transformation. Now, Jesus spoke in this imagery, this metaphor of the vine and the branches, and that a branch that's not connected to the vine isn't going to bear fruit. It needs to be cut away, and a change needs to happen. Jesus was speaking about the fact that his love is something that shapes us and molds us, that fills us with life, and not just fills us, but overflows from us to bear fruit. I think we all have had relationships in our lives that we could take a moment and think of. Maybe it's a relationship with parent, a mother or a child, a parent, father, maybe a grandparent, someone who just loved you and it shaped who you became, who you were going to become. And you can look back in your life and think of how that person's love shaped you. Maybe it was a spouse or a friend that you experienced love from in an unconditional or transformational way that helped you through something. I know we all have experienced that, and being loved is so important. You know, it's why we talk about, you know, some people talk to their plants, because, you know, they you know, to us, we're expressing something, we're sharing something, we're participating in a relationship, and we could break it down to it's because of the air that we're exchanging with the plant, that we're giving the plant what it needs. But I know people who love their plants see that their plants grow better, are transformed. In our lives, as human beings, we have seen, sadly, that when a child grows up not in the presence of a loving, with others that love them, and a loving family, that things are difficult for them. There's actual physical changes that take place. We don't experience the same chemicals and hormones that help us to grow and experience life than we do if we're not exposed to a loving relationship. Babies that are held and cuddled, talked to, develop faster and better and stronger than children that don't grow up with that same level of nurture. I know some can see that and experience that. I've seen that, sadly, too often firsthand of people who have not experienced love in their lives. So Jesus talking this way about love is exactly what we need to hear. We need to hear how God loves us. That God's love is the same kind of love that somehow, we don't always understand it, but somehow changes us. It does something to us. It makes us different. It transforms us. And it's something that we can't do. We can't make God love us any more or less. This is something that God is doing in us. God has so much love that he wants in your life. And he wants to share it and give it to you, that it will change you. It will transform you in new and different ways. You know, I've experienced that kind of transformation through love in my own life, in my own relationship with God, that as I experienced spending time, more and more time with God, the things that I thought about God began to change. The way that I looked at myself and the way that I looked at the world around me changed because of the love that I was connected to and experiencing in God's life. I've also experienced the times that I've disconnected from God and been like the branch that didn't bear fruit or that was cut away, feeling a withering that I didn't see and experience the world the way that God wanted us to. And so this brings us to something that's really important about experiencing transformation through God's love, is that we have to be connected to it. Jesus used the verb remain in the passage and is talking to the disciples. It's while it's still an action we have to take, it's not as active on our part as repenting or surrendering is. This means that sometimes we have to just be still. We have to just let ourselves be loved. Now, I wonder, how many of you have ever had a problem letting yourself be loved? There's a lot of people who struggle to let themselves be loved by God or by others. When I read the Bible and the gospel stories, I often think of Peter. Peter has a hard time really letting God love him. And Peter does so many great things throughout his life and in the Gospels. He loves God so much, but there's something in Peter's life that doesn't quite let himself truly experience God's love for him, that just holds it back, and Peter struggles because of that. You know, even as the histories tell us, and we hear the story of Peter's life, that Peter still didn't quite get how much God loved him and really struggled to let himself be loved by God, that when Peter was martyred for his faith, when he was killed, he was going to be crucified just like Jesus by the Roman government, but he didn't think he was worthy enough. And so he asked to be crucified upside down. Now, I know that's kind of graphic and hard, but it's an example of all the great things and change and transformation in his life that Peter experienced. There was part of them that still struggled to remain connected to that vine, that separated himself just a little bit from the love of God, and he struggled to let God love him. Is that you? Do you struggle to really let God love you enough to transform you and change you? Do you think that perhaps you're not worth God's love? Or that perhaps God would only love you if you did something more, or if you were doing something instead of just remaining connected? I think it's something we all have to ask about. The other part of God's transformational love is that sometimes we struggle to let love transform us because we forget that needs to happen. That sometimes we forget that God wants to change us, that we are not as we are meant to be right now. We are meant to be people of great love and of sharing that love. But sometimes we think that God just wants to save us. Sometimes we think that the point of being in a relationship with God is just to get to heaven and not go to the other place. And if that's what we think, then that's something we need to repent of and turn away from and turn towards a new understanding. God's purpose and God's point of what God is doing in the world and the story that we hear from the beginning to the end of the Bible is only a small portion of that is to be saved in our salvation. The rest of the story is about how God wants us to live and to love, how God is seeking to transform us to be who we can and should be in this world and this life. If all God wanted to do was save us, then we would just need Jesus to show up and die for us on the cross. There would be no reason for Jesus to teach and to talk and to heal and to share parables and cause us to wrestle and think about things in new ways. We wouldn't need to hear anything that happened after the cross, because all of the rest of the story in the Bible is all about how God's love for us changes and transforms us and helps us to be new and different and to live in a way that God can see, that God can see that we can be. You know, another way of thinking about that part is to think of the story that I've heard a lot, a story of the two wolves. Have you heard this story where a child asks a grandfather about how to live life and how to be a good person, and the grandfather tells him that there's two wolves inside of us. One is filled with anger and hatred and pride and selfishness. The other is filled with love and joy and happiness and generosity and giving. And the boy asks, well, which one wins? as these two wolves fight inside of us. And the grandfather says, the one you feed. Jesus calls us to be people of love, the bare fruit of God's love. And there's only one way that we can do that. And that is by feeding ourselves with that love, by allowing ourselves to be changed and transformed by that love. And the only way to do that is to remain in God's love, to sit there and let God love on you, and let God take that love and shape and change your life in ways that you might not dream possible. If you want to be able to love like Jesus, then you have to let Jesus love you. So this week, as we seek to be transformed, I want to ask you a couple of questions that I want you to seriously think about how you're going to answer. And you're the only one who can answer them for yourself. But what are you doing? Or what are you going to do to remain in Jesus' love? What is it that connects you, that grounds you, that is like this paper towel in the colored water, that allows you to absorb the love of Christ? What's keeping you from truly being connected? What's holding you back from receiving the love that God has for you? What is it that holds you back from remaining in Christ's love? Think about those. Reflect on that. And brothers and sisters, I hope that as you do, you will find that you are deeper and deeper in the love of Christ that will transform us all, that will transform this world through the fruit of God's love springing forth from each and every one of us. Let us truly be transformed by the love of Christ. Amen.